This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It might surprise you to learn how many stories of personal wealth over the centuries involve doing deals with the government.
The Montana Electric Cooperatives Association would like to thank everybody who helped pass its wildfire mitigation and liability bill at the Montana Legislature. House Bill 490, sponsored by Representative Amy Regeer, was recently signed into law by Governor Greg Gianforte. HB 490 requires utilities to follow mitigation plans to reduce the risk of wildfire and establishes fair and reasonable liability laws to prevent utilities from going bankrupt for wildfires they didn't start. Montana's Electric Cooperatives, they do more than keep the lights on for you.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Patrick Barkey. Gov Howard Hughes made his fortune as a defense contractor. Cornelius Vanderbilt got a start by getting the monopoly franchise for ferry boats to Manhattan. But government deal-making is orders of magnitude larger in the economy today. At its best, government can facilitate and support things the private sector might struggle to achieve. But for every story of success in, say, supporting the development of vaccines or launching rockets to the moon, there are 100 more of waste and malfeasance. Just look at the auto industry. It was said in the 50s that what was good for General Motors was good for America. That equation is just the reverse today. The prosperity of General Motors is determined in Washington. GM makes money on pickups that people want to buy and loses billions on EVs that customers shun. Those money-losing investments are pushed on it by regulators who say that the era of the internal combustion engine must end until a new administration reverses those policies. The blowout of tax dollars devoted to developing electric vehicles is shaping up as a spectacular failure with little benefit. Failure is part of investing, of course, but when government does the investing, it can grow self-interested political support that perpetuates bad investments. Does anyone think that making ethanol is a good use for more than a third of the corn crop? And despite the low appetite for EVs, the tax and spending bill in Congress shows how difficult it is to kill the huge subsidies for battery production. People invest to make money. It's a win-win for both the economy and the investors. But when the way to make money is to follow the twists and turns of government subsidies and handouts, instead of creating value in ways that markets reward, it's the economy that loses. I'm Patrick Barkey, and that's today's Economic Minute from the Northern News Network.